and let God do the work in Jesus' name. All right, those that's got your Bibles, we want to go to the Word of God with a message. Amen. And let's invite the Lord to anoint this message, and you might receive it, and it might be power unto you that you can overcome the devil and be victorious through the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And God, as this message goes to the airwaves, and Lord, as people receive it in a worldwide basis, Lord, let them receive the anointing and receive the power of the gospel. And God, we know to those that perish it's foolishness, but unto those that save it's the power of God unto salvation. And we thank God for that salvation and for that word and for that anointing. Now anoint it, Lord, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. In Ephesians, in the first chapter, in verse 17, we find these words. We're going to read 17 through 22, but starting in verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know that is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of his glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe. See, this is to the believers. This is a believers club. And this power is to usward, those that believe, according to the working of his mighty power. God's word, when you get word in you. I was sitting last night while Jackie was fixing supper, and I was sitting there at the table and going over some scriptures, and the more I read the scriptures, the better I felt. The more it's like something rose up inside of me. You take the word, and that word, amen, within you gives you power to overcome and power to withstand the devil. I'm going to tell you, the devil's working in these last days. He's working in deceitful ways. He's working trying to deceive and destroy. But if you'll be faithful in the word and faithful to what God's given you to do. I've seen a many times God would speak to me, and he told me that what he'd given me was full time. That was full time. I didn't have to look the left or the right or worry about what this one's doing or that one's doing, but just be faithful in what he had given me to do, and the same thing will work to you. According to the working of his mighty power. That's the close of verse 19. Then in verse 20 of Ephesians 1 in 17 and in verse down in verse 20, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. For that which he said, that he's raised him and set him at his right hand in those heavenly places. Verse 21, for above all principalities and powers and might and dominions and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Then in verse 22, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things, the church. Amen. Glory to God. I want to say today, what all you do, whatever you do, according to the word of God, do it all in the name of Jesus. Amen. In Colossians, in the third chapter, this message got some scripture to it. You can write them down, look them up later. You may be driving your car down the highway and you can't stop, but you can write them down and go back to them later, because there's some power in them. In Colossians, in the third chapter, in verse 17, and whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Whatever we set out to do, do it in the name of Jesus. There's power in their name. There's wonder-working power in that name. And I want to establish to you in the next few minutes as I preach this message, I want to establish you the fact of why that name is so important and why that name is so powerful. That is the name, that name of Jesus. We can cast out devils. We can pray for the sick. We can pray for blind eyes to be opened, lame to walk, the deaf to hear. We can pray in the name of Jesus. We have the power to loose. We have the power to bind. We have all authority in the name of Jesus. Now, if we go over into the Old Testament and we establish some scriptures in Isaiah chapter 63 in verse 16, we find these words. Doubtless, thou art our father through Abraham. Be ignorant of us, and Israel acknowledge us not. Thou, O Lord, art our father, our redeemer. Thy name is from everlasting. Amen. This name, amen, that little shepherd boy, when he come out against Goliath, he didn't come out with a sword and a spear. He come out in the name of the Lord. He come out in the name of God. When we come against the devil, we've got to come in the name of Jesus. You know, the sons of Sive, you know, they took an awful whipping, as old saying goes, because they was trying to cast out devils and they didn't have the authority to do it. But I'm going to tell you something. If you've been touched by the blood of the Lamb and you've been redeemed by the blood and you have authority and power to use that name, there's power in the name of Jesus. Whatever you go to accomplish in the name of Jesus. I've been a many time at work or doing tasks, and I was unable to do them physically. But I'd go to praying in the name of Jesus, and all of a sudden things would start working out. I've been in cars that was almost stuck in snow, and I'd go to praying in the name of Jesus, and all of a sudden they'd go to going on through the snow. Amen. I've seen all kind of miracles take place when it was pronounced in the name of Jesus. But that word, the Bible says, that name is an everlasting name. Then we go to Micah, a little small book, but it's got some powerful verses in it. In Micah, in the 4th chapter and in verse 6, let me catch verse 5. I believe verse 5 is the one I'm really looking for. For all people will walk everyone in the name of his God. And we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. This is a name that's forever and ever. From the foundation of the world, before the world began, he was with God and he was God. And that word was that word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. And that word became flesh, and we beheld his glory. He came in his own, and his own received it not, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power, but of become the sons of God. And we have the power to use that name. We have a power of an attorney to use that name. You know, if somebody signs a decree, and you have the right to sign for them, well, we have been given that authority by God through Jesus, that we have the power to use that name. Glory to God. And the more you draw nigh to God, the more you can resist the devil, and the more the devil is going to get out of your way. I'm telling you, there's victory in that name. There's power. There's wonder-working power in that mighty name of Jesus. And then in Zechariah, in the 14th chapter of Zechariah, and in verse 9, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one. Amen. His name, that name. And that name, the Bible goes on to tell us, if we go into Acts, and we find over in Acts in the 4th chapter of Acts, we find in verse 12, it simply says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That is the only name under heaven's skies wherein we must be saved. Amen. No other name. There's not salvation in no other name. All the false gods of the world today, you'll find that their tombs, amen, they was not able to fulfill that which the word that said he would be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. Amen. But on the third day, he would rise and he would come forth. And he had the power to fulfill. He said, no man taketh my life from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. He had the power to fulfill what he had spoke. And he had the power to rise. And for that reason, as I read that scripture earlier, the Father has placed him on his right-hand side and full of power and full of glory and full of grace. And that power and in that name, and that is the only name wherein that a man can be saved. He is the price paid. He become the propitiation for sin. And we must recognize that authority. We must recognize why that there's power in that name. Wonder-working power in that precious name of Jesus. Amen. Then in Philippians, if we go over in the second chapter of Philippians, and we find in verse 9, I believe it is, this is a very powerful section of Scripture. We can go back up in the first few verses, and it says, if there be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. And then we have, according to the promises of verse 5, let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery, to be equal with God. And it goes on to say, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. Here he came. The Bible said he laid down a portion of his glory. And he came from glory, and he came, and he gave forth his life when he could have called 10,000 angels that you and I could be saved through his grace and through his mercy. Amen. And goes on to say in verse 8, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross, one of the cruelest deaths there is. And he fulfilled that when he prayed, Father, not my will, but thine be done. The Bible said his disciples had went to sleep and they slumbered on him, and he looked and seen them asleep. And the Bible said, and he went a little further and he prayed, and he prayed that prayer, and he fulfilled the will. For this purpose he came, that he might die, that you and I might live. That's the reason there's power in that name. That's the reason there's authority in that name. In verse 9 through 11, the key I want to cover in this section, wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every other name. See, he was, according to the word of God, he was the stone that the builders rejected, but he came the chief cornerstone. And now God has exalted him, and God has given him a name that's above every name there is. There's no other name has the power as this name. This is the name. You can forget whatever you want to, but don't ever forget his name. Amen. We was with a guy the other day that's got Alzheimer's, and he had some surgery. Every day I'd ask him, I said, you still love the Lord? And even with his Alzheimer's, he'd come back and say, why, of course. Why, sure, I still love the Lord. That's the name we want to keep. That's the name that the access to heaven, the door to heaven, the key to heaven, the access to all of our healing, the access to miracles, the access to everything we need in our day-to-day life is in that name. Don't forget that name. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's authority in the name of Jesus. And he said, if which is above every name, verse 9, then verse 10 and 11 goes on to tell us that the name of Jesus, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. I'm going to tell you something. They won't praise him now, but they're going to praise him in that day. They won't listen. They in our government, they won't allow you to use the name of Jesus, and they worship Allah and bow, what, 4-5 times a day to him and won't use the name of Jesus. But I'm telling you, in that day, they'll use the name of Jesus. They will cherish the name of Jesus. They will use that name. But I'm going to tell you something. It may be too late, because when you leave here, the way you leave here is the way you're going to spend eternity. And God, all the hard sinners and all those with their hard speeches against God and all those that have profaned and proclaimed against him and blasphemed against him, they will have to confess his name. And they will have to bow their knee for at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and everything in heaven, and thing in earth, and things under the earth. And verse 11 says, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That every tongue, I don't care if they've cussed him their whole life, they will still have to say, yes, that name I cursed, that name is Lord. He is Lord. You are Lord. But you're going to hear these words if you've not accepted him. If the blood's not been applied, if you've not accepted him as Lord and Savior in your life, here's what's going to take place. He's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. He's going to say, I never knew you. And he's going to appoint your place in hell. The Bible says all that's not found written in the Lamb's Book of Life are going to be turned into hell. I'm going to tell you something. That's going to be an awful day. That's going to be a dreadful day. But I'm going to tell you something. If they won't hear, they'll have to go through that judgment. And they'll have to bow their knees. And they'll have to say, yes, your word is truth. And yes, you are Lord, but at that, they will have to be turned into outer darkness. Hell, the Bible says, has enlarged itself because men refuse to believe. They refuse to accept the message. They refuse to accept the power that's been given in the name of Jesus. Then in 2 Timothy, in the second chapter of 2 Timothy, and in verse 19. Nevertheless, you know, the psalmist, the question was asked about the foundation. What would the righteous do if the foundation be destroyed? I read the book, and Paul, through young Timothy, as he written the epistle, Paul simply said, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. I'm going to tell you something. The foundation of God, it stands sure. It'll never change. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, forevermore. Malachi said he was the Lord, thou God, which changeth not. I'm telling you, that name of Jesus, at that name of Jesus, amen, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. At that name which has been exalted and given a name above all other names, at that name there's healing, there's victory, there's miracles to be wrought. At that name of Jesus, we're overcomers today. We can overcome through the blood of the Lamb at that name. I'm going to tell you something. Put that name to practice. He said, whosoever nameth that name need depart from their sins. Isaiah 59 verse 1 and 2 said, your sins and iniquity separate you between you and your God. Amen. If we allow sin to get in between us, we don't have the rights and the authority of that name. But if we keep ourselves purged, praying daily with all prayer and supplication and asking the Lord. He said, little children, I wish this had not. But if you do, you have an advocate with the Father. And so if we use that authority we have and we go to the Lord and say, Lord, purge me, wash me. The psalmist David, he committed sin, but he went to the Lord and he said, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore in me a right spirit. And he prayed and sought the face of God until God touched him. I'm telling you today, if you're listening to this broadcast, wherever you're receiving it, if you're listening and you're receiving this broadcast and you, the devil's told you that you're done and you're not able to ever touch God anymore, don't you know the devil's a liar? You go to God and say, Lord, forgive me and cleanse me and wash me. Renew your heart with him. And God will touch you and quicken you. And he will renew in you that right spirit. The psalmist David said, take not thou spirit from me, but restore in me a right spirit. There's a lot of people that just don't have a right spirit. And they need to pray and seek the face of God until God comes in, gets out the old, and renews. Thank God we have that renewing touch. We have that power to go to him. And we can be renewed. And you know, even though this old outward body, man, it's perishing. The hair's getting grayer and our steps are getting slower and we get feebler as age come upon us. And all these things happen to us. But I'm telling you, that inner man has been renewed by strength. Through the power of God's word, through the authority of God's word, has been renewed in strength. And now we're victorious. Now we're overcomers. Now we have the power of his might. And we're moving in his spirit. But don't forget this message, my friend. In the name of Jesus, we've got power. In the name of Jesus, we've got authority. That's the only name under heaven's skies wherein we can be saved. And at that name, he said, do all things, whatsoever you do, do them all in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says he that's within us is greater than he within the world. And we can do all things through Christ which strengthens us. He also said, I will supply all your needs but my riches and glory through Christ Jesus. He'll be enough for every battle. He'll be enough for every situation. He'll see you through whatever your trial, whatever your storm is. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Lord, do the work that's needed in lives. Manifest yourself in the lives of those that's listening to this broadcast and wherever in a foreign country, here in America, here in Virginia, or whatever nation it might be. Let them call upon you, for you're the same God to every man, every woman. You're the same God in every country. There's only one, and your name is one. And your name is from everlasting to everlasting, and forever thou art God, is our prayer in Jesus' name.